Welcome to the Amy Rushworth Show. I'm your host, Amy. I'm so glad you're here. I'm an empowerment and sexual wellness coach, breathwork teacher, podcaster, course creator, badass bitch, and a globally recognized thought leader on empowerment. And I'm here to help you if you're ready to fuck off the rules and create a life of unashamed, unapologetic pleasure and deep, deep confidence. I have a burning passion for the taboo and naughty areas of womanhood that we're not supposed to talk about, such as sexual wellness, bold self-expression, defying social expectations, and so much more. The topics that we're typically taught to shut up about or be ashamed of are the conversations I live for, and those are the kind of juicy, soulful chats that are going down on this show. My intention is for you to step into your most outrageously free, unapologetically expressed version of you. So if that sounds like a vibe, let's fucking go. Are you ready? Hello, beautiful soul. I'm so excited to bring you this episode today where we're going to be talking about the astrology of decades. So the astrological themes of each specific year of your life so that you can know what to expect, what's going to come up. Oh my goodness, the conversation resonated so much for me. And I'm interviewing Kato, who is an incredible astrologer and business mentor. Her jam is empowering conscious people and entrepreneurs to cultivate prosperity based on their unique gifts and their astrological blueprints. And Kato just came into my membership and delivered the most amazing workshop all about transforming your Chiron wound and turning that into your soul gift and your soul wisdom. My members absolutely loved it. It was so fucking good. So if you love this episode and you love her energy and you want to take that workshop, head to the show notes, find the link for my membership, Honeys Who Heal, and you can join us in there and take part in that workshop and the replay, as well as hundreds of supportive rituals, classes with me and other amazing guest experts, because I only ever choose the best people for my programs and my containers. And you get breathwork every month. It's a total vibe. But without further ado, we're going to dive in. Hello, beautiful. Welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you. How are you?
Thank you so much, my love. I feel so, so grateful to be here today. I am so good. I'm currently in my new Airbnb here in Scarborough in South Africa, and I've got like a massive, like beautifully insane view of the ocean. And yeah, I just feel so blessed right now to be just sitting in a space with you.
Amazing. Cool. So for our listeners who are meeting you for the first time, your name is Kato, which I just discovered because I was pronouncing it in the Aussie accent, like, hey, Kato. So it is Kato. And I would love for you to share a little bit about who you are. And obviously that's going to set the context of what we're going to talk about today, which is all things astrology.
Yes, beautiful. So yes, my name is Kato. I'm originally from Belgium, but I'm living in Cape Town in South Africa. I really feel like this is my home. I resonate so much with like the nature here, and there's so much abundance everywhere I look. And I want to introduce myself in the most astrological way. So I'm a Leo sun with a Capricorn moon and a Pisces rising. So what that means is that Leo is all about self-expression and creativity, which you can so clearly see on my Instagram. And then my moon in Capricorn is all about business. And then my rising Pisces is spirituality. So basically what my zone of genius is, of what I like to merge, is all of these things together. So creativity with business, with spirituality. And I feel like, yeah, this is really, as soon as I started seeing that in my life, like tapping more into that side of my being, that is really when abundance started to flow for me, because I unlock that authenticity, right? And this is what I love about astrology. It's like this beautiful permission slip to be your most authentic self. So yeah, I'm also basically what I wanted to share with this. I work as an astrologer. This is how I started out my career. And now I merge it with business. So I help coaches, conscious entrepreneurs, healers to have a bigger impact and grow their business by also, you know, aligning their unique blueprint with their business strategy.
Amazing. Two things. Love that mix of the big three placements that you have. Like, there's a bit of everything there. I think it's just like a really powerful mix. And you're a fellow Leo, so we know that I already love you. and secondly, I love that you're merging astrology and business as well, because for me personally, I know that astrology has helped me so much in my business. Like, of course, there's so much information online about like this strategy, do this, like here's how you do A, B, and C. But like business is also really emotional. And if you're at the steering wheel of the business, understanding what's going on in the cosmic field is so important, because you're going to have big emotions come up and maybe challenges. And it can be easy to get into that mindset of like, why me? And why am I being punished? And why isn't this working? And so understanding the astrology, you know, and the divine design behind what's going on, I think it just helps you exercise those faith muscles and trust in your bigger vision and not give up.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that you say that. It's like a really honoring of like who you are in essence. Right. Like I said, it's that permission slip, and it all starts with awareness, because awareness and acceptance is 80% of the work. And the other 20% is just the integration. And I feel like astrology gives you that knowledge and understanding of who you are and what your zone of genius is, how you're meant to shine and step into your highest potential. But at the same time, also understanding in what life cycle you're currently in. So to apply this to business, it doesn't make sense when I'm about to launch something really big, a new offering, but energetically, I just don't feel like it's aligned. I don't feel like it's the right timing. So if we force something in that moment, in a period where we actually feel like integrating and resting and being more introspective, if we then force something to launch outside into the world, it won't have the desired outcome and results that you want, you know, whether that is being reflected in monetary results or, you know, not reaching your ideal clients. It's just not fully aligned. So astrology can help you and support you with understanding when is a great time for you to rest and integrate and really prepare behind the scenes, and when is a great time for you to go, you know, like really putting yourself out there, that you feel ready to manifest your dream life and to get the most, you know, desired results, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you got to work with what you got. But this episode is not really about business. What we wanted to bring was this exciting conversation around the astrology of different decades in your lifetime. So, you know, we have like the 20s, the 30s, the 40s. And I feel like all these decades of our lives, especially as women, we go through so many things and so many identity shifts and lifestyle shifts. And there's astrological wisdom behind these decades. So where do we begin, babe? Where do we begin? Like, what era are we going to talk about first?
Yes, this is such a juicy topic, and I'm so excited to be sharing about this with your audience and with you today. So to start off with your 20s, so I would suggest that we dive into your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, and your 50s, obviously not every age, but the most significant ages that I see also in my clients, that they experience massive breakthroughs or important shifts, whether it is in their career or in their personal lives. So for this, there is a technique that I use, which is called annual perfections. And how it basically works is that this is a timing technique for looking at like what is about to come in every year. It's kind of like reflecting what the general theme is of that year, right? So I am 25 years old right now. So this year is all about, you know, my self-worth and, you know, how that is being reflected in the amount of money that I charge in my offerings. And it's all about, you know, my business and all of that, because it's a second house perfection year. So this works in cycles of 12 years. So we're going to look at patterns that return every 12 years. And that theme or that theme will come back every 12 years, basically. So I love this technique so much because it allows you to understand where is the universe supporting you right now.
Yeah.
So when we're starting with, let's say, age 20, this is when you are in a ninth house perfection year. And this will also be reflected when you're 32. So you're 31, but you are turning 32 this year in August, I think.
Yes, August, baby.
August, baby. I'm August 14th. How exciting.
Amazing.
So what this basically means is like this is a year of expansion. The ninth house is connected to Sagittarius energy. So we see a lot of people, if you are 20, they will like, especially that was the case for me. That is when I went to Quebec for, you know, like an exchange program where I studied for 6 months. And I was basically traveling the whole time that year. And if it's not like literal travel, it could be like traveling with the mind by higher education, reading a lot of books, listening to podcasts, publishing a book, for example. So if you've been writing a book, let's say when you're 31 or you're about to turn 33 and so on, so it works in 12 cycles of 12 years, right? So if you've been the year before writing that book, then like 32 or being 20 or whatever, it's such an amazing time to publish something because it is that energy of expansion and optimism, and yeah, it's just a really exciting year. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So when we move to 21, this is a really important age as well, together with 33. This is a big career year. Obviously, a lot of people when they're 21, they don't really have a career yet because they're still in college or university. So that was the case for me. I started my internship and I was really thinking and reflecting on okay, but what is my position in society? Mm-hmm. Where do I see myself moving towards, right? So 21, it might not be as visible yet because you don't have a concrete career, but age 30, I know that is like so exciting because it's all about career. It's all about go, go, go. Let's put myself out there. Let's be seen. Right. Yeah. So that is for you in 2 years. How does that sound so far?
I mean, I'm always up for a wild ride in this life. I never know what's really going to come too far in advance, but sounds about right.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it how open you are and just like, yeah, open to receive. Let's fucking go, baby.
I mean, I just think it's a waste of time these days trying to control something that I can't fully control. Mm-hmm. So it's like, how do I just, you know, say, okay, what's in front of me? How do we meet this? You know, I'm here for variety and the wild ride, like I said. So excited for that year. But that's also the same for people who are like, 21, so getting their foot in the door, maybe starting to assess, well, what is my purpose going into the world. I imagine that's also when a lot of people are maybe finishing or coming to the end of some of their higher education and they're figuring out, do I want to go into this industry or how do I get into this industry?
Yeah, no, 100%, absolutely. Yeah, and I love it that you mentioned about that piece around control, because for me, astrology helps us to understand in what life cycle we're in. And in this way, we get to consciously co-create with the universe. So it's not about controlling things. It's just about how can I fully surrender, but at the same time, make the most out of this season that I'm currently in.
Love that.
Yeah. So that brings me to age 22 and 34. This is an 11th house perfection year. So this is all about community, building communities, whether it is online or offline. It's about humanitarian projects. Maybe you want to do something with that, but also your friendship groups will change. There's like new friends coming into your life, old friends disappearing. Basically, anyone who's not in alignment with you will, you know, either stay or go.
Oh so my like God. Holy shit. I'm like recalling being 22. That could not be more spot on for my experience, like crazy.
Yeah. And then when we're moving into 23 and 35, I personally have found that that is quite a challenging year because it's connected to the 12th house. And the 12th house is like everything that's behind the scenes. It has to do with like tapping into the collective consciousness. It's more like of a spiritual year, definitely can be, but also for deep shadow work, for a lot of like mental health related stuff, looking into your self-sabotaging behavior and all of that, you know, there's maybe also some deception, you know, who's the enemy and who's not. But it's basically a time of spending a lot of time in solitude, I've noticed. So know that when you are turning 24, so that was me last year, and also when you are turning 36, this is like a completely shift of energy. And the reason why is because the 12th house is the end of a 12-year cycle, and we start a new cycle when we're 24, 36, or 48, and so on. And that is when you are in a first house perfection year. First house perfection year is fucking exciting. Last year was definitely my year. I just basically spread my wings wide far, and I was just traveling a lot, got so many new opportunities for public speaking for my podcast. That's when I started my podcast. I was being seen more, being noticed more, started dating a little bit more, all of that. So I feel like that is really exciting, especially with the Jupiter. So Jupiter is a planet of expansion. It's your lucky charm. It's where we will experience prosperity, right? This is where the universe is really like inviting you to, you know, step into something that's bigger than yourself. So when your Jupiter return happens, this is also every 12 years. So that's when you are literally age 12, 24, 36, 48, 60, and so on. Basically, you have to look at where Jupiter is placed in your chart, and that will give you more details in what life era you will experience this expansion and this level of abundance. So for me, my Jupiter is in 11th house. So for me, that was like a massive expansion in my social media following on Instagram, for example. But also, I've met one of my best friends and just basically got like a whole new community here in South Africa. So I definitely felt that.
Amazing. So let's recap. What are those ages for this year one again? 24, 36, 48.
8, 60, 72.
Amazing. Okay. So anyone who's listening, if you're this age, pause the show whenever you're listening, find the little Jupiter icon in your chart and what part of the chart it's in, and be aware. And be ready for amazing fresh starts, right? The first is this first year, like kind of fresh start energy being a like the number one.
Yeah. That first house energy is that new sense of developing, you know, your identity, who you are, how you want to put yourself out there, having new interests and all of that. So it's just really, really exciting, to be honest.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Cool.
So when we're diving into age 25 and 37, this is where I'm currently at. Like I mentioned, this is a second house perfection year. So this is all about, you know, money, what you own. This is your personal income, right? What you are generating. So I see people starting their businesses at that age. And also, it's all about self-worth. How much do you value yourself? So you will be triggered in your sense of self-worth for sure. But that is also being reflected in like, how much money do you charge for your services?
Yeah.
So for me, it's also, when I look at my numerology, it kind of overlaps. It's all about it's a big business year for me. And I definitely feel that. Oh, it's been so confronting and nourishing and fulfilling and expansive and all at the same time, but I'm still here for it.
Well, you have this info like in your back pocket, so I'm sure it's helpful. I started my business when I was 25, and this really resonates because for me, you know, it was a time in my life where I literally had hardly any money. I'd just moved to England. I was like living this amazing life, but with, you know, only a few pennies in my bank account, but I was so fueled by this new purpose. And I was so resourceful that year. Like I had three jobs. I was studying full time. I was also studying as a Pilates teacher because I was like maybe going to do that. And I was just juggling so many things to pay my bills and to still have like a slightly okay lifestyle and to make this dream happen. And so that feels like the vibe of that year for me, for sure.
I love it that it resonates so much. Yeah. And obviously there's so much more that we have to take into account when we're looking at certain ages, but this is kind of like an overall general theme, like I mentioned. But if you really want to go in depth into like what a personal year will be like for you, then like we have to look at the transits and the progressions and your solar return and like all of these different layers that will give you even more depth into what this year is about for you and what are the lessons to learn or to integrate. Where will the opportunities lie? When is a great time to do this and that? And so yeah, I just wanted to add that as a side note. So let's move into 26 and 38. So that's the third house perfection year. Nothing much is going on around this time. It's just really a time of socializing and also traveling, but not so much like overseas traveling or like far distance traveling. It's more like in your local community. It's also finding out like, you know, who's my community in on some level, also learning new skills, reflecting on the way that you're communicating, learning new languages, for example. So that is very much third house perfection year energy.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I'm literally dying with how much I'm resonating. You know, like sometimes with so, like things like human design astrology, there might be like the occasional thing that you're like, oh, I don't know. I'm literally like everything you're saying is exactly what happened in these years for me. Like when I was 26, that's what I was doing. I was going out trying to build a community in London. And so I did 56 or something like this, 56 talks in a year because I was trying to develop my speaking voice and meet people. And so I was just like vibing everywhere at all the events in the UK. Yeah. And it's, oh my God, my mind is blown. So anyways, continue.
Yes, I love it that you share this passion for astrology as well. It makes me feel excited. Yeah, so then we have 27 and 39. So a lot of people mistake their Saturn return starting at age 27, but that's actually not correct because there's something else at play at age 27 and also 39, and you know, and so on and so on. This is a progress lunar return and also the reverse nodal return that is going on. So what this basically means is like you are in a fourth house perfection year. So the focus is very much on family. There's an emphasis also on your emotions, on your past, on your childhood, on your conditioning. This is really a time where you are developing tools to better nurture yourself and to reparent yourself. So it is also connected to home. So you could be moving homes, deciding of like, okay, but where do I want to live? Where do I want to rent something or buy property or whatever? And so moving homes can definitely happen, redefining your relationship with your family. And also overall, you're kind of like on the brink of something new, but you're not quite there yet. It's still a bit unclear. And this is a year, a time for just being more introspective. It's more of a private year, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think a lot of people go through that around, definitely around 27, you know, it's that little bit closer to 30. And I think when you're in your 20s, you're just like, la, 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 like, living your 20s. And then as you're creeping closer to 30, it's almost like the seriousness around crossing over past 30, you know, and I personally love aging, but I know as I was getting closer to 30, I was like, oh my God, all these thoughts were sort of coming up. Like I need to get my shit together. I need to figure out what I'm doing with my life. And a lot of people obviously start you know, I noticed a lot of people breaking up between like around 27, 28 years old. People start getting married and engaged, or they're like deepening into commitment, or they're starting to unveil their childhood trauma, maybe for the first time in their life. And so that makes sense. But I always thought that that was just down to people entering their Saturn return, to be honest.
Yeah. Yes. So when you are at age 28 and also 40, you are in a fifth house perfection year. And fifth house is just so much fun. That is supposed to be a year of fun, of creativity, romance. So I see a lot of people meeting their partner in that year. And it's just, you know, about partying and dancing and playing chess. And like, it's more about like a light-hearted energy around that time. But at the same time, your Saturn return does start between age 28 and 30, and it's at its peak at age 29. So what is Saturn return? It basically means wherever Saturn is placed in your natal chart, it will come back to the same exact position, the same degrees, and the same archetype and house at a specific date. So I can look this up in my database. For some people, it's one hit, two hits, or three hits. It really depends on what, like, where Saturn is falling in your chart. But this will give you more layers or more awareness around what your Saturn return will be about. Basically, where you're being invited to step up, to take more responsibility, to really look at your shit and face it. So if you've been avoiding and bypassing your spiritual evolution, that will kind of be like a slap of Sky Daddy of the universe.
It's fucking real. It is
Yeah, so but if you all go through it, right? So it really depends on like what your relationship is with Saturn, because it can also be the most beautiful initiation into adulthood. And what I mean with that is like you're already mature, but it's now about how emotionally mature are you? Right. So I see a lot of people doing something serious around that time, whether it is starting their business, moving overseas, getting married, children, whatever it is, there's a significant shift taking place. And you are being asked, you're being invited to step up and lean into that resistance. And, you know, Saturn also talks about where you feel inadequate in your life. So all of your shit basically comes up. But I love Saturn. I know it's an unpopular opinion, but I love Saturn. I had some really rough, in theory, I had some, you know, Saturn being in opposition to my Sun last year. It was three hits in April and December. And before I pulled up my transits last year, I was like, oh, fuck. I'm so not excited for this year. I was just like, not really stressed, but I was just like, ugh. What is this going to be about, right? But then because I was aware of these transits, I actually made the most out of it and was really like, okay, this is just an initiation of the universe. I have to lean into this and really step up. It's time. There's nowhere to hide anymore.
Yeah, makes so much sense. I mean, my Saturn return, my North Node's in Capricorn and my South Node's in Cancer. And so there was this pull between these kinds of energies for me, and it was pretty hard, but I created the most success I've ever created in my Saturn return, even though there was so many times where I was like on my knees talking to God, like, what's going on, dude? And it was full of so much happiness and accomplishment and just maturation, I think, in many ways.
Yeah. That's such a beautiful word. And exactly, that was the same for me as well last year. It's a quantum leap in my business. This is really when I cracked the code, let's say, of like, oh, okay, so this is how I'm supposed to show up and do this. And Saturn was rewarding me for my hard work. So yeah, that is what Saturn is about. And this is why I don't want to say this in any disempowering way. I actually want to be, I just want to make people excited about Saturn transits. So 29 and 41 is basically a year where you also be focusing on sixth house activities. So that is basically day-to-day stuff, your work, you know, this is also what you do on a daily basis, right? It's like this repetition and this routine. So kind of implementing new healthy habits such as meditation, yoga, whatever it is, but that will really help you to build a strong foundation in your work.
Cool.
And also health related stuff. You become much more aware of aging.
Yeah, things start creaking in your body that didn't creak before sometimes when you're getting closer to 30. My body started changing a bit. I started seeing, you know, the first signs of aging. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, that can be a lot for some women as well, because mm-hmm. of the way that we're conditioned to, you know, always remain young and always be this yeah. and always be smaller and youthful and don't mm-hmm. be this and do be that. So I think, like, for a lot of my friends and I, 29 mm-hmm. was a beautiful time, but it can be a weird time as well.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Yeah, Saturn rules the bones and our bone structure in our body, right? So it's interesting how that is being reflected in our reality. Yeah. We're just becoming more aware of it, right?
Yeah.
So when we're going into 30, this is a seventh house perfection year, and this is all about relationships. So I see people committing, whether it is moving in together or getting married or engaged. It's basically a make or break point, but it's a big relationship year. So if you started dating someone when you're 28, 30 might be the year where you are actually taking it to the next level, for example. And if it's not romantically, it could also be business relationships, just everything that's one-on-one connected. There will be a massive theme around that. And this is also at age 42.
Yeah.
And then you are 31. Yay. How exciting. Yeah, so this will also be when you are 43. This is when you are currently in an eighth house perfection year. And what I've noticed with it as well, this is a year of transforming your inner self. It's about deeper self-discovery. I see a lot of people going into therapy or coaching. You're really learning through loss. So it could be a literal sense of loss, but it could also just be a metaphorical loss, right? There's something that needs to die in order for to be reborn again. So I'm not saying this to scare anyone. This is actually a really exciting year where you are like a butterfly emerging from your cocoon, spreading your wings and fly, right? So there's also a lot around overcoming emotional intimacy blockages around sex, tantra, because the eighth house, basically it's connected to Scorpio, which is connected to the underworld, right? So all of these deep, deep, dark themes may come to the forefront, but it's causing you to transform in something, you know, you or your business or whatever in your life, transforming it into something really powerful.
Amazing. Here for it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what also comes up for me? The eighth house is about shared resources. And I think you mentioned it, right, that you started working with your husband now. So you're basically together in the business. So it's about this joint venture. How
yeah.
funny.
Yeah. Well, I actually haven't told anyone this, but we can tell them now. Kristen is working with me and we're loving it. And we're like building not just my business, but like a shared business, like a family empire, you know, for yeah. our future and our future family. And, mm-hmm. You know, also what was coming up as you said that is I've been thinking more and more about, you know, like regenerative abundance. So not just creating wealth for me or my family, but how I use my platform and my voice to actually like raise other people's voices and give back to the environment and, you know, mm-hmm. give more and more than what I already do and mm-hmm. how I can like amplify and share yeah. those resources more. And so that makes a lot of sense in my heart.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited for you. This is a year, baby. And, you know, the eighth house, whether it is like 12th, 4th or 8th house, it's a year of a bit more private and introspective. So a little bit more about working hard behind the scenes. And whatever you are creating right now, you're basically preparing for that, you know, when you are turning 32. And also this is at age 44 and so on, to be released into the world. You know, this is a year of expansion as it is connected to the 9th house, just as I mentioned with age 20 and 32.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. Woo. I'm so excited. So obviously this is one layer of how I work with this tool. If you want to take it deeper, if you are intermediate in your level, you know, for anyone who's listening, I highly encourage you and invite you to also look at the ruler of each house. So let's say that you have Scorpio on your eighth house, for example, in that cusp of the eighth house, then you're going to look at your natal chart of where Mars is based, or like where is it sitting in your chart? And that house will give another layer to the interpretation, another layer to like what's to come and what you can expect to be the focus of that year. Does that make sense? Is that clear?
Yeah, definitely. So for anyone who's, you know, brand new or just kind of diving in, because I know astrology can be like this bottomless pit of beautiful, but also like overwhelming information sometimes. Listen to the back to when your age is mentioned for your personal year, perfection year, and then go to that number of the charts, sorry, of the houses in your astrology chart. And then you find what planet rules the fifth house. So if you're the fifth year, then the fifth house. That's right.
Yes. And then another layer to it is, let's say, so you are in your eighth house, I'm in my second house. So for me, it is Aries that sits there. The ruler of Aries is Mars. And for you, it's Scorpio. So the ruler there is also Mars, because we're looking at the modern rulers. We're taking that into account, not like Pluto, for example. So what that basically means is like, what does Mars represent? It's about drive, right? It's about taking action, taking the initiative. It's what motivates us. So this is a big year for the both of us, for both you and I, about taking action and being so driven of like that go, go, go energy. So looking at the meaning, the symbolism of that particular planet that rules that house will give you another layer to what's to come, what to expect.
Yeah. Gosh, that really sounds about right, because we've been behind the scenes, like just taking so much action and putting foundations in place that aren't things that are going to have this like immediate gratification in terms of like we're spending a lot of time doing things that won't necessarily result in more money right now, but it's helping us to basically get the foundations rock solid so that we can continue to impact more and more people. And so the systems are in place. And so it's all coherent. So we're building this house from, you know, the bottom up in the best possible way. But I think sometimes it's very tempting to not do that, you know, to just take action and want quick gratification, or the opposite, to just sit back and not take the action and expect the results. So that really resonates with where we're at in our life and behind the scenes for our business.
Yeah, beautiful. I love that so much. So yeah, there you go. This is basically about annual perfections. And then I would love to dive into the most significant transit. So I already touched on the Saturn return, which happens at late 20s, but there's actually so much more at play when we're moving into the 30s. So between age 38 and 41, I would say it really depends on like where a certain planet sits in your chart. In this case, it's about Pluto. This is when we'll know, like, you know, what specific age, and especially like when Pluto is involved, it's a longer transit. It's not just like a one day thing. It's like, no, it's multiple months, multiple years. So between that age of that time frame of 38 and 41, this is when Pluto makes a square to Pluto. So Pluto in the cosmos makes a square, which is 90 degrees to your natal position, Pluto. When this happens, you know, when people say like, oh, Saturn return was rough, was wild, I'm like, well, wait, so you're a late 30s.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm not saying this to disempower anyone or to make you feel scared, not at all. It's just about awareness, because there's something at play around that time that will cause like a massive ego death. And your ego does not like to be uncomfortable. So sometimes it could be, you know, Pluto is related to death and transformation and rebirths. So it could be a literal death that takes place around that time. But more often it's more like a metaphorical way of dying. Like something again inside you is about to die. It's about to, you know, there's a lot about letting go around this time. And that is sometimes so scary and uncomfortable. And there's a lot of resistance there, because Pluto is going to not invite you. It's going to push you into looking at your own fears, looking at your own shits, basically all of the things that you've been trying to avoid. It's really about acknowledging your own dark side. And therefore, as a result, there will be a massive transformation taking place. So out of my experience, working with my clients, I feel like the more resistance you have towards this particular transit, the more difficult it will be. So my invitation here is really about how much can you let go and surrender and fully trust God and the universe, understanding that there's something bigger at play, something, you know, transformational, something significant for your soul. There's some really important lessons here to learn for your soul in order for your soul to evolve.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Totally. It reminds me of something I was writing the other day. It was this post, and in this post I said, you know, a pearl is created when an irritant gets inside an oyster and rubs up against the inside of it. And that creates the beautiful pearl. The diamonds are created under pressure, and everyone knows a caterpillar grows into a butterfly, right? But what a lot of people don't know is that the caterpillar actually digests itself. It turns into a mush and digests itself, which sounds quite disgusting. But then on the other side of that digestion process, it becomes a butterfly. And I think so often we blame the universe or ourselves when we're going through a hard time, or we think, why me? Or why I want to speed this up, because of course we don't want to be uncomfortable. It feels like shit to feel like that. You know, we want to feel amazing. But so often, you know, if we look back on challenges, we can see, oh, you know, that was really hard, but there was so many gifts in that, or it shaped me into this more empathetic person or this stronger person. We forget it though when we're in it. And so that really resonates with me. And even for the Saturn return, and then when I experience this stuff with Pluto later, I just always personally have that mindset of, okay, hard things are going to happen. I can't always change that, but I can always choose. How do I want to let this shape me? And how can I let this shape me in a really nice way, a really beautiful way, make me more, you know, tenacious and strong and, you know, open and loving. So good luck to everyone between 38 and 41 right now.
Let us know how it goes. Yeah. But know that you're not alone. So that's the beauty of it. And I love it that what you just shared, it's really powerful. It's like, how can you see the beauty of this period of time?
Yeah.
Really surrender and let it transform you.
Yeah. And you can also be like, stomp your feet a bit. I think, you know, you can, you can have these two perspectives at the same time. Like this is shit. Maybe there are things that are happening that are really unfair and shouldn't be happening to you. And also, how can I embrace that it is happening? And so how can I like juice the goodness out of it in some way?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. It's about this duality of life, right? We cannot celebrate life if we don't know what it's like to mourn and to grieve. And it's about bringing those two sides together of spending time in the underworld and doing the deep, deep shadow work. And there's really important lessons to learn. But then at the same time, also coming to the other side, to the other end, and also celebrating your life. So bringing those two together, right? So it doesn't mean between age 38 and 41 that it's going to be, you know, shit hits the fan all the fucking time. There's just going to be significant months. And this is what I can look up in my software of knowing like, okay, this is a time where it will be at its peak. So how can I best prepare myself mentally, energetically, in all those these different ways?
Yeah. Book more therapy sessions if you know the dates, or, you know, make sure you've got your yoga subscription going for those times.
Yeah.
You know, information gives us power, because then we can prepare as much as possible and ride it out. Yeah.
Yeah. To give you an example, my last retreat that I ran before the one that I did last weekend in Cape Town, it was in Italy. And I wasn't really taking into account my personal transits. I was just like, okay, let's just book our retreat around that time. And then it was like only later on that I realized like, oh, fuck, September and October, you know, it was in October that I held my retreat, were actually really challenging months for me with Pluto transits as well in my progressions. And I had a really rough time personally, but it was nonetheless, it was an amazing retreat. We had like such beautiful moments and everyone was so stoked, but I felt like on a personal level, it was sometimes difficult to hold space for others whilst I was going through this shitstorm. So this is also how I learned my lesson, that I was like, okay, my next retreat, which we're now planning in Greece in May, I really looked at my transits and my business partner's transits to see like, okay, when is a timing where it's more like with ease and, you know, a timing of expansion. So this is, yeah, I learned also as I go, and I was like, okay, I'm never going to plan something massive or, you know, where I have to show up around a time where I feel like, okay, this might be a bit of a challenging time on a personal level.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes we mess it up and we can learn. We
it's
all do.
It's live. It makes me human. It makes us human. Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. This has just been so informative and like eye-opening, and you know, I hope and trust that our listeners loved it as well. Astrology is always a fun and also complex one to talk about on the show because it is so personalized and unique to each person's chart, so I'm always curious how the conversation's going to go down, you know, to almost like include millions and billions of people's unique differences into one conversation. But I feel like we went through it really well and it's really clear. So thank you so much for bringing your gifts and your wisdom and this info.
I feel so seen, sister. Thank you so much for receiving it. And yeah, for also being so excited about astrology. Makes my heart sing.
I'm always so excited about it. I love it. Where can our listeners find you online?
Yes, let's jam on the gram. My Instagram handle is @KatCaitlin. You can find me there, but I just must also say, be aware of scam accounts because there's so many people impersonating my account asking for donations. So I just wanted to put that
out
there.
I have the same. Yeah. It's so crazy. Like you can't get them taken down and it's fraud. And so we'll link your exact account in the show so there's no confusion and no scamming going on.
Oh, thank you so much for that. So yeah, and my website is katcaitlin.com, so the same. And at the moment, I am running my astrology course and I will open up a waitlist very soon. So if you feel called to learn more about the foundation and the basics of astrology, I have 3 levels, by the way. I have level 1, 2, and 3. So depending on like where you are at in your journey of learning astrology, I'm so happy to guide you and to support you and to teach you everything that I've been learning over the past years. And other than that, I'm also opening up 2 new spaces for my mentorship program. It's a beautiful 12-week container where I help new coaches, wherever you are currently on your trajectory in your business, it doesn't really matter, but I'm here to support you to grow and scale your business, which is aligned with your astrological blueprint and your transits going on. So if you want to become my new best friends, applications are open right now. And yeah, cannot wait to connect.
Amazing. Thank you again so much, beautiful. And I hope you have an amazing rest of your day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this episode ignited you, expanded you, and enriched your heart, your mind, your life in some way. If it did, reach out on Instagram. My handle is ThisIsAmyRushworth, or you can head over to my website for all my courses, retreats, and magical offerings at amyrushworth.com. If the show feels like a vibe for you, make sure you subscribe. And if you have 60 seconds to rate and review, or even to just share the show with a friend, I would be so, so, so grateful. And it helps more amazing, beautiful people like you to discover this show and to improve their lives for the better. Stay tuned for the next episode. And until then, I'm sending you strength, grace, ferocious courage, and a friendly reminder to always love yourself fiercely and to go out there and live your most unapologetic life.